The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, we're going to go back to the news of the day because the US President Donald Trump, we know, said last night that talks with Iran were underway. Iran then pushed back against any notion that a deal was close. Donald Trump postponed his threatened strikes on Iranian power plants. He said that there had been productive conversations happening, but Iran launched multiple waves of missiles at Israel overnight. There were strikes on Tehran from Israel. Here's what the US President said about those talks.
They want very much to make a deal. We'd like to make a deal too. We're going to get together today by probably phone, because it's very hard to find a country. It's very hard for them to get out, I guess. But we'll at some point very, very soon meet. We're doing a 5-day period. We'll see how that goes. And if it goes well, we're going to end up with settling this. Otherwise, we'll just keep bombing our little hearts out.
Who is Steve Witkoff speaking with, Mr. President?
A top person. Don't forget, we've wiped out the leadership phase one, phase two, and largely phase three. But we're dealing with the man who I believe is the most respected and the leader. You know, it's a little tough. We've wiped out everybody.
Is that the Supreme Leader?
No, not the Supreme Leader.
So
we don't. Nobody heard of the second Supreme Leader, the son.
Are these direct?
Nobody. We have not heard from the son. Every once in a while you'll see a statement made, but we haven't. We don't know if he's living.
All right. Well, I'm joined now from Jerusalem by BBC correspondent James Waterhouse. And James, I suppose the first question is, what on earth is going on? Do we know?
I mean, it doesn't get much more inconsistent, does it, in terms of America's messaging, in terms of its goals in this war, in terms of the likelihood of peace talks taking place? You might be able to hear some background noise. I'm currently in Tel Aviv. We travelled from Jerusalem to one of the latest missile strikes. And what is clear from where we are here is that despite this toing and froing from America, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister here, is doubling down. He is being consistent and he is being specific. He is going to keep targeting Iran. He is going to keep targeting Iran-backed Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. He clearly sees this as a military opportunity, but as you can hear, as crews try to fill a deep crater caused by a missile, Iran is able to hit back. But you know, around the corner from me, there is a billboard with Donald Trump's face on next to the Stars and Stripes of America with the caption, "Mr. President, please finish the job." It's government messaging. It wants him to keep pursuing these airstrikes in Iran. And clearly they see these responses by Iran as a risk they're willing to keep taking.
Mm-hmm. There's so much confusion, though, isn't there, in light of what Donald Trump said last night, that there were productive talks that had happened. The Iranians saying nothing had happened in that regard. Then there were reports that the White House had produced some points on paper that the Iranians were going to consider. But there has been no further light shed on this. And as you say, it doesn't really matter what Donald Trump says if Israel isn't on board with any potential peace talks or ceasefire talks. It seems as though certainly Benjamin Netanyahu is intent on carrying on.
It is. I think, you know, I think we should read between the lines here, because Benjamin Netanyahu, he is, like so many of Donald Trump's allies, having to choose his words carefully. So he is saying he believes in the White House, its ability to produce a ceasefire that would bring a return for their military accomplishments with these airstrikes. But he's also saying, well, you know, one day this war will last for as long as it takes. The next day saying, well, it could be over sooner than people think. Their goals between Israel and the US are starting to move further apart. There is distance there. But if tomorrow, say, America announced that it was mission accomplished and hatched together some kind of off-ramp and paused airstrikes on Iran, it's hard to see Israel going freelance in that regard. You would imagine Israel would, to a degree, follow suit. Well, of course, we don't know what Benjamin Netanyahu means by a ground presence, boots on ground to achieve regime change in Iran. But in tandem with that, he really is ramping up his ground defense in southern Lebanon against Hezbollah militants. We've seen land incursions, we've seen major bridges destroyed, we've seen airstrikes in Beirut again once more. And I think we're seeing, you know, Israel continuing to expand its influence and dominance militarily, whilst America works out what its goals are and how on earth to unblock one of the most important shipping lanes in the world.
Mm-hmm. And as you stand there in Tel Aviv watching the cleanup after the latest missile strike, James, what does it feel like there?
It's strange, to be honest with you. I mean, I hadn't been here for a very long time. I've spent a week here so far, and it's an aerial war in these parts. You have this to-ing and fro-ing. You hear air raid sirens. You have around 90 seconds before you hear booms of varying levels, as they're often intercepted by the country's very effective air defense systems. And politically, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu still enjoys broad support for this war. Iran has been seen by many as a long-term adversary, and they seem to trust the government in its continued quest. But if we, you know, these missile strikes are repressive in nature. They do impact morale over time. And of course, you have a huge, there's a huge military here. There's a lot of national service. There are a sizable number of troops to the north. We've had years of fighting since the October 7th attacks. It is a country at the moment with war very much front of mind. It's just very difficult to see how, you know, when, especially when you see this, what is frankly a climb down from Donald Trump. Tehran didn't blink. It is still controlling the Strait of Hormuz with cheaper made marine drones against the most powerful militaries in the world. And Donald Trump has blinked. He has had to climb down to an extent. So what next? Mm-hmm. It's an odd war, and as you can imagine, it's very difficult to forecast, you know, how either side, the Iranians, the Israelis, or the Americans, can hatch out an off-ramp and say, look, you know, our objectives are being achieved here, or we are gaining significant concessions there.
James, thank you very much for joining us from Tel Aviv this morning. That's BBC correspondent James Waterhouse.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.